The earlier interview at Sunnyside.
Just before the Melbourne Council meeting, G.W. Morse, who had just arrived in Australia, and Dr. E.R. Caro spent a morning in an extended interview with Ellen White at Sunnyside.
They discussed many things relating to the medical missionary work, including the lines of work getting well underway at the Summerhill Sanitarium and the health food business. In addition, the young and energetic Dr. Caro, having in mind Dr. Kellogg's work in Chicago, urged that as a part of the medical missionary program in Sydney there should be an infants orphan home and a place to help fallen women. As she wrote of the interview in her diary, she observed that the want of means is the great barrier to doing that work that should be done. She felt the Lord would give them wisdom needed at every step. Now in her letter presenting the revived, fuller view given to her at Stanmore, she wrote, "One thing was certain, changes must be made for the more healthful warfare before us in the health missionary work. There is needed in council and management of the work in Sydney, men of larger experience than those who are now connected with the work. Counsel with these young men who certainly need all the experience of those who have been taught of God, that the work shall not become disproportioned in any of its lines. There are many branches that will grow out of the plans now made in Sydney, and every line of work needs experienced managers, that part may unite with part, making a harmonious whole. More than two or three minds must be given to all." The letter was mailed at Currambong on Friday, August 12. In Melbourne, on Monday, August 15, a meeting of the Managing Committee was held, considering the manufacture of health foods.
W. C. White had in hand the letter from his mother in which she pictured the moving of interests and workers.
It removed all question as to the wisdom of considering other places for the location of the food manufacturing establishment. The committee on location could now enter on its work with enthusiasm and confidence. Many points had to be considered, from the cost of raw materials to transportation facilities and the potential in employees. Here are excerpts from G.W. Morse's report of the committee as published in the September 15 issue of The Record.